burial, they founded the nearby village and called it Seador, their word for a canyon or ravine. When the Normans came, 500 years after that, they called the ravine a gorge, their word both for a throat and for a narrow valley. But the canyon cave and its contents remained undisturbed until rediscovered in modern times. Very little is known about the person buried there. Though he lived in a country which would much later be called England, he was certainly not English. We don't know what tribe or people he belonged to. We don't know what language he spoke. We may suppose that he was a hunter, and that he was inured to constant wandering, following the herds over hill and dale in the cool, dry climate of that first post-glacial phase. However, 90 years after its discovery in Cheddar Gorge, in 1903, the skeleton of Cheddar Man was the subject of an extraordinary experiment. Samples of its DNA were compared with samples taken from volunteers in the present-day Cheddar district. To the astonishment of the scientists, the Times reported, a close match was found between Cheddar Man and Mr. Adrian Target, a 42-year-old history teacher at the Kings of Wessex Community School in Cheddar Village. The experiment had proved that a man living in late 20th century Britain was a direct descendant of a person living in the same locality in the Middle Stone Age. The implications of this result are very far-reaching. It would indicate that a substantial proportion of people in modern Britain form part of local kinship groups which have had a continuous existence for 300 or 400 generations, adapting themselves to every successive cultural, linguistic, and political wave that has taken place over the millennia. The old idea that Britain's island race was the sum total of numerous massive invasions from the Mesolithic relations of Cheddar Man, who repopulated the islands after the Ice Age, to the Celts, Romans, Saxons, Vikings, Normans, and Angevins of historic times, who all but obliterated their prehistoric predecessors, is now virtually untenable. The prehistoric gene pool must undoubtedly have been supplemented and modified, but it's still there. And there are other crucial considerations. British people are taught in a way which leads them to assume unthinkingly that Cheddar Man lived on the island of prehistoric Britain. Yet, if one reflects, every single part of that sentence is inaccurate. For when Mr. Target's ancestor, whoever he was buried, he couldn't have been Cheddar Man. Moreover, neither he nor his relatives could possibly have known they were prehistoric. Their homeland was still many millennia away from being Britain, and it was not yet an island. The latest carbon dating for the death of the canyon caveman gives us a date inside the 8th millennium BC, which precedes by a clear margin the median date at which geologists estimate the formation of Europe's offshore islands. So even if he'd been born exactly where he died, there can be no doubt that the canyon caveman was a continental. The history of mankind on the peninsula, which we now call Europe, has lasted for some 700 or 800 thousand years. For over 99% of that vast expanse of time, man lived in the Stone Age, using rough stone or flint tools of very slowly increasing sophistication. He supported life through hunting, trapping, fishing, and gathering wild plants and crustaceans. There was very little permanent settlement, as the human troops followed the herds across the ever-changing seasons and feeding grounds. The lands, which are now called the British, or the British and Irish Isles, then formed a broad promontory of the continental landmass, an oceanside peninsula of the peninsula. Its sparse population came and went through the ice ages, but at the height of the terminal ice age, all human habitation ceased. Resettlement resumed circa 10,000 BC, and from then on humans have been present without a break until the present day. The transformation of the Oceanside Peninsula into a group of offshore islands took place in the course of the 7th or 6th millennium BC. In all probability, it took place gradually and was caused partly by the tilting of land surfaces rendered unstable by the retreating ice, and partly by the rising levels of warmer seas. As the outer coastal range sank, its peaks were left as a string of storm-bound islets. The mountains of the north tipped upwards, and the west